And now, the rest of the story. There is a mine for future Olympic gold. It's called the National Olympic Festivals, and this year it was held July 28 in Houston, Texas. Now, that showcase for amateur athletic talent included all summer sports and as many winter ones as could be held indoors, and then the most arduous of all, the pentathlon. Well, Nolan Smith was an ensign in the Navy and a dedicated pentathlete. He trained where he was based at the Naval Reserve Center in San Antonio's Fort Sam Houston. Now, this pentathlon is actually a succession of five different sports: shooting and horseback riding, fencing and swimming, and cross-country running. Four teams, designated North, South, East, and West, are competing. There are four pentathletes on each team. Nolan's was the East team. The pentathlon takes all day. So Nolan was up and ready at 5:30 in the morning. A bus took the competitors to the shooting event. The shooting event began at 7:30, and Nolan did fine. Sixth out of 16, 179 out of a possible 200 points. Back to the bus and on to the equestrian event in the outskirts of Houston. Now, there were 10 horses available for the jump. The riders drew their numbers at random. Nolan had never ridden the horse he drew, but he knew all about him. The animal had been a gift to the Pentathlon Association because he was too touchy to race. Apparently, he was also too touchy to jump. He threw Nolan once in the warm-up ring, and he threw him again and again, twice during the event itself, forcing the rider each time to chase after him and remount. And that much wasted time prevented Nolan from finishing the course, earned him a zero, and dropped his team into last place. Personally humiliated, physically sore from being thrown, Nolan returned to the bus. 45 fencing bouts lay before him, roughly 3 hours worth of fencing. Nolan won half of those fights, two events to go. Nolan's teammates were trying to encourage him, telling him to put the disastrous horse jump behind him. After the fencing, they were back in third place. They must at least hold their ground to win a bronze medal. Nolan promised he'd do his best. In the 200-meter swim, he made 2:49. That was slow to be sure, but fast enough to stay in third. Finally, the 3,000-meter cross-country run. Now, this race was to be held at the Woodlands Golf Course. Plenty of hills. Nolan was still feeling a little discouraged. There was no way to make up for his equestrian catastrophe now. But if he quit, he'd be robbing his team of a medal. So Nolan ran, and his team held on to third place, and the bronze medal was theirs. Well, Americans, the Olympic Games in Seoul, Korea, are now less than 2 years away. May I suggest you be watching for Nolan Smith? This young man from Jerseyville, Illinois, has a master's degree in finance. But he says the Navy is his life. He wants to be an admiral someday, and if that's what he wants, how could anything stop him? For during this year's Olympic Festival, during the horse jump which went so badly for Ensign Smith, that high-strung horse not only threw him, but it walked all over him. Twice. And yet Nolan kept going the rest of the day. I mean, he kept fencing and swimming and running in pain, and he won for his team a bronze medal, though he had two broken ribs and a broken left foot and a broken right wrist and a broken right arm. And now you know the rest of the story.